Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get
we
the chainsaw!
Go.
Get everybody pile in the minivan,
chainsaw.
We're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, time for our Week in Review here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. What a week it has been, Jones. Star-studded week. Jam-packed.
Yeah, I called it guest heavy earlier. Star studded is the way to refer to it. Yes.
Including Monday's guest, Patriots tight end Hunter Henry.
Okay, you guys won last week, so you're 1-0 with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week. You know we're bringing it back. Let's hit it.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, Hunter, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised ever, 1 being not surprised at all, how surprised were you when Destiny's Child broke up?
Good Lord, I was young, man. I was so young when that happened.
1 to 85?
1 to 85. Let's go 45.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Wow, more surprised than the ending of The Sixth Sense. So I was just going to say that.
Sure was.
So he was a 40 for the ending of The Sixth Sense, a 45 for when Destiny's Child broke up. We're going to have to figure out what really, truly surprises that man.
Yeah, we don't know. So far, very much in the middle.
Yeah, so tune in Monday.
Yeah, we got another one for him.
We'll cook something up.
I'm not sure Hunter Henry loves the show necessarily, but we do know that Jeff loves the show.
Hello, Jeff.
Yes, why don't you allow your callers to have a conversation?
I don't know. What's the conversation? What's the conversation you want to have? What is it?
How do they start?
Well, you won't allow your callers to have a conversation.
What did you want to have a conversation about, Jeff? I'm asking you.
Is this the conversation? Are we in it right now?
Yeah, we're in it right now.
It's going
great.
You
know, the callers say something, you cut them off.
This
and
might be
your
why.
Show. Your ratings suck.
Oh, they do.
Come
what's,
on, Jeff.
What's the question, Jeff? Or what's the conversation you'd like to have?
Yeah, you guys had a chance at the big time. And first of all,
this is the big time. What do you mean a chance at the big time? This is the big time. What's bigger than
10-2? You had drive time and you lost it.
Well, that's true.
I'll tell you why you lost it.
Please. Why's that?
Because you're arrogant and you're pompous.
No, not us.
And you're not likable. You're not likable people, neither one of you.
Right. Why did you wait on hold to talk to us?
That's not incorrect. Any O-line thoughts while we're having a conversation, Jeff, or no? Or is that it?
You sound very fun.
Let's talk about the offensive line.
With you?
Why?
Let's hear it.
What do you want to say?
2,000 years later.
Stop talking among yourselves.
Well, it's a talk show, Jeff. It's a talk show, Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, take more calls and have a conversation.
Well, if the calls go as well as this, then we'll have to take more calls.
Hey, Jeff.
If you took more calls, you've had better calls because you have a lot of dumb calls because nobody's listening.
We're adding to the list, Jeff. I agree. But okay, so Jeff, don't be a stranger. We'll talk again soon, okay? This is a good conversation.
Yeah, this is good. This is enlightening. There you go. There's Jeff.
I do like the take of take more calls.
But your calls are terrible.
Because a lot of your calls, he didn't say this, but I'll say this for him, including myself.
Yeah.
Are terrible.
Got it.
But we did have our shot at the big time, Keith.
We did.
Yeah.
I think this is big.
I think
this is a big enough time.
I think we're still on quite an upset course going beyond a year with this program.
It's true. Yeah. 1 year plus.
Yeah.
We celebrated the anniversary 3 weeks ago.
And counting. Yeah.
That's right. A new friend of the show, Jeremy Piven, the star of Very Bad Things, Old School, Entourage, many of the TV shows and movies.
Mm-hmm. Comedy sequel Rush Hour 2, which didn't make either of our lists. Yes, yes.
He's at the Wilbur tonight. You can check him out at the Wilbur tonight, but he was in with us on Wednesday.
I'm just a journeyman actor that puts everything I have into my roles, and I had an actor, and I won't name who it is, but come up to me, a really good actor, and go, mate, you want to do a little Charlie in the bathroom, a little bit of, you know.
Russell Crowe.
No, that's not. No, Russell did come up to me, and I'll tell you that story in a minute.
Okay. Crocodile Dundee?
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No. And he goes, come on, mate. What do you say? A little bit of a little Charlie? And I'm like, I don't do blow. And he goes, oh, mate, I've seen you do blow, mate. Come on, a little bit of the old nose candy. And I go, no, bro, I don't do blow. I go, did you see Very Bad? No, sorry. Did you see Smoking Aces?
Smoking Aces, another great one.
And he's like, yeah, man, I saw that. I go, did you think that? He goes, yeah. I go, you're a really good actor. We were snorting powdered vitamin C. You know that. It was, he's like, oh, mate. God. And so.
Yeah, that's how believable you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so believable that I was a drug addict.
Yeah, you're going crazy
and,
in that
movie.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I was wearing colored contacts that make the eyes red. I mean, that's what we do. We pretend for a living. But the fact that this guy was convinced was... It blew me away, and there's a really big compliment in there, and I appreciate it.
Very good. You can check out the whole interview. Go back through on the Odyssey app, the Jeremy Piven interview.
We played a guessing game as to who he was talking about. He may or may not have let a name slip in there.
Yeah, these guys picked Billy and Nick.
Nick and Billy picked right up on it. Yeah, exactly. But okay. I'm not a big drug guy, Keith Bragg. He said,
"Look at you, healthy Jones." They call him. Look at me. Say no to drugs, square. Jones.
He said, "No, seriously." He said Charlie a couple of times there. I've not heard it referred to that way.
Yes,
I'm on crack.
No. Yes, you have. You never heard it called
Charlie?
Uncle Charlie.
You're gonna snort a little Charlie?
I've not heard.
If that makes me a square, I guess it makes me. I've not heard it referred to that.
What a loser!
You smoke crack, don't you?
I'm more of a crack guy, as you can tell. Yeah, I'm not a straight, just Charlie.
Well, we had an opportunity to talk about some old baseball players earlier this week. Wasn't a random player, but it really should have been.
Let me give you some information from the past and see if you can explain it.
Great. Okay.
Last season in Major League Baseball, there were 28 complete games. In 1 year of his career, Bob Gibson had 28 complete games.
In 1884, Old Hoss Radburn had 73 complete games.
How about that?
So every time he got it, he closed the game out.
Bob Gibson, kind of a wuss by comparison, actually.
11 shutouts. Yeah. Do you know how many innings, Brendan, that Old Hoss Radburn pitched in 1884? 678 and two-thirds.
It was a bit of a different game.
Unbelievable.
Than with the dead ball and all that.
Yeah, it was the dead ball. I agree. So
Old Hoss that year?
Yeah.
60 wins. You think anybody's going to top that?
I mean,
he had 60 wins.
If you're going to go to Bob Gibson, you might as well go to Old Hoss Radburn.
You know what his last thing on Old Hoss Radburn?
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what his WAR was that year?
10.
19.2.
Wow.
Over the last
century. Yeah.
Rather be golfing. Did he have a war or was he fighting in a war? Good point.
Oh, well,
a lot of these guys also did both. They'd throw a complete game, fight some war.
Well, he might have gone to like three different wars.
He might have been in any of the wars.
Yeah, Old Hoss might have been in the Civil War.
I was going to say,
I shudder to think of which side he was on, but he might have been there.
I'm not going to ask him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask him.
Please don't.
Yeah. And then
turned into a whole thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, he could have World War One's in play. I don't think he
was
making 1812.
He might have been kicking around in. Old Hoss. Always going to talk about Old Hoss.
It's amusing to hear. Is it Radburn or Radburn? Old House Radburn.
Born.
Burn?
Born.
Nick? Like the identity, I think.
That was...
Oh, well, born identity?
We were both definitely saying it differently. I don't know which is which. Is he Burn?
Old House Rad... I think it's Burn.
Burn.
Nope.
Born.
Born.
There we go. I like that you didn't shortchange him.
His name was Charles, but they called him Old Hoss.
I like
didn't die at 42.
You didn't shortchange him on the two-thirds of the inning, too, which I appreciate.
No, I wanted to tell the whole story.
You gave him full credit for all of those outs, yeah.
We mentioned how it was star-studded. Hunter Henry, Jeremy Piven, and yesterday we had a chance in the flesh to speak with the one and only Hogdale.
Amazing.
He, of course, is the Hogdale Call of the Night that we feature in Grab Bag after Red Sox wins, which sadly have been few and far between recently. But we got to the bottom of how he came up with the name Hogdale.
So is Hogdale a birth name, a nickname? How did you get the name Hogdale? Or if there's an air of mystery to it, you don't have to tell us, but how did you come up with Hogdale?
Well, I didn't come. It was my dad. My dad, it's what he calls all of his brothers. It's actually because...
Hogdale? He calls all of his brothers Hogdale?
You guys are at a family reunion, and you're like, what's up, Hogdale? Hey, I need a burger there, Hogdale. Who's cooking the hot dogs, Hogdale?
It's actually because my uncle was in jail in Missouri.
Okay.
My dad went to go bail him out. The jail guard there mispronounced his name as Hogdale. He thought it was the funniest thing ever.
That's a much better answer than I would have guessed.
So, yeah, since then, everybody, he calls all his brothers Hogdale and me Hogdale.
Wow.
All the males in the family were Hogdale.
How many Hogdale brothers are there?
It's just...
Your uncles, I guess. His brothers, yeah.
I had four uncles, I believe, and a sister, an aunt as well. And then
what do they call
I have
her?
A younger brother.
Hogmam.
Hogmam.
Yeah.
So this is sort of like the Anthony Anthony situation.
It is.
Roman Anthony's got a family full of Anthony Anthony's. You have a family full of Hogdales.
Yeah.
That's
Hogdales.
Excellent.
That's excellent.
There's a ton of Hogdales. He's Hogdale underscore, but then there's a bunch of other Hogdales.
Well, I'm sure one of his uncles already took
pounced on it,
squatting on the other handle. I'd imagine, yeah. That's why he has the underscore.
But, all right, very good. Yeah. All right, Jones, we have three nominees for the brag of the week. So listen closely.
I'm a really old guy.
Sick brag, bro.
Yep. Well,
so I go way back.
Sick brag, bro.
All right, went for the twofer there.
The old double old man brag, okay.
Yep.
I've been potting since 2021.
Sick brag, bro.
We had to brag Hogdale. He's been potting. Podcasting since
not
2021.
Potting.
Potting.
Yeah, not like...
What did you think he said?
Well, it sounded like potting, but I knew what he was saying.
Pogging?
No, potting.
Oh.
You know, making pots. Like in Ghost.
Oh, yeah. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go make a clay pot. All right, and then lastly,
you know, I'm an actor.
Sick brag, bro.
In a stand up.
Sick brag, bro.
And I wore my voice up.
Sick brag, bro.
I train every day.
Sick brag, bro.
I try to figure out how to be the best version of myself.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow, that's a record.
I don't know if we're going to have an opportunity of star-studded weeks again.
Oh, my gosh, that's a record.
Brag them all.
That even, he just body bagged Bradford there.
Five? Bradford and Harder, like, impressed. Like, wow.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
We might have to go Piven.
The old five-leg parlay there. Wow.
Or you like the old guy?
No, I think we got to go
Piven.
I think we got to go Piven, yeah. Yeah. Unless Hogdale was saying potting, in which case that's very... That's very erotic.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Go on.
But yeah, no, I think Jeremy Piven gets the brags of the week.
Very good.
By the way, you can check him out at the Wilbur tonight.
That's right.
If you are in the market for something to do tonight, you can go check him out as part of his U.S. national tour. So good stuff there all week here on Jones and Keefe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.